Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow, what in the world happened here?
Yeah, it looks to me like the front of the shop was pelted with balloons filled with paint. They call themselves the Vigilantors. Did you do anything to annoy them, Whit?
Miss Adelaide from the school asked me to hang up a poster for the festival, and I declined. That's really all there is to it.
So this is the mystery trunk?
I remember seeing this at Mom's. This is kind of exciting.
What is all that stuff?
My papers from school. For Connie, when she has kids. Oh.
Wooten Bassett.
Hello.
I'm Dee Grant with Maximized Comics. And I want your autograph on the bottom of a contract with us.
What?
We want to publish you, everything you've ever done and ever hoped to do.
Wooten Bassett! Ooh. It's me, Cousin Hadley Bassett.
Are you all right? You have a cut on your forehead.
I went out for a walk, and when I came back, I heard a noise from in here, and there he was.
Ooh.
A man in black. Tearing your place apart. He wasn't looking for valuables. He was looking for your artwork.
And you have no clue who it was?
I think it was the Perilous Pen.
Okay, Wooten, let's go over the details of what happened.
All right, Detective, though Hadley knows a lot more about it than I do.
Okay.
And I came in with Wooten, so I don't know much at all. But if you're taking notes, my last name is Wise, with an I, and an E at the end, and a capital W in the beginning, okay. And an S right in the middle.
Thanks. And Hadley?
Yes, that's H-A-D-L-E-Y. Uh-huh. I'm Wooten's cousin. I came into town for Comic-Connellsville.
Oh, really? Comic-Connellsville.
Why are you writing that down in a suspicious tone?
Well, anyone who attends Comic-Connellsville is suspicious to me.
Why?
I've never seen a weirder assembly of human beings, and I use the term human in the broadest possible sense. All right, Hadley, you told Officer Howard you came home from a walk.
Uh-huh. I heard a noise in Wooten's studio and went to look.
Then what happened?
I found the burglar going through Wooten's desk and cabinets.
Going through it how?
Rifling through the drawers and compartments in an urgent but orderly manner.
Uh-huh. And then what did you do?
I shouted something like, "Hey, stop that!" Or, "Put that down!" Or I might have just, "Ah!" and tried to run away. It's hard to remember now.
Understandable. You took a blow to the head.
My mother said it happened in the first grade.
No, I meant from the burglar.
Yeah.
What were you hit with?
The burglar may have hit me with his fist, or come to think of it, I might have hit my head when I was thrown behind the Grunewald stereo console.
Yeah, that's right next to the Candy Max vending machine.
Any idea how the burglar got in?
Well, through the door, I guess. Or the window. Or up the slide. One of the openings into the house.
My officers tell me there was no sign of forced entry.
Yeah, I don't usually post signs suggesting those kind of things.
What?
However, the beware of randomly moving objects sign usually keeps people from walking in without knocking first.
Describe the burglar, Hadley.
Ooh, dressed in black from head to feet.
Did you see the eyes?
Only two of them.
Color?
Probably.
Male or female?
Yep, one and the other, I'm pretty sure.
Wooten, is anything missing?
No, I think he told you everything.
From the house?
Oh, no, I haven't done a thorough check yet.
Any reason someone would ransack your house to get to your art?
Well...
Tell him about the Perilous Pen, Wooten.
You keep one of those here?
Oh, no. It's right around a website.
Oh.
He gets a scoop on upcoming comic book projects and tells the world.
Wooten just announced a new comic book series at Comic-Connellsville, and we think the Perilous Pen is trying to find out about it.
Who is the Perilous Pen?
No one knows. It's one of the best-kept secrets in Western civilization.
Anyone else express an interest in your work, Wooten?
Well, let's see. There's art entrepreneur Hugo Wells, and there's Dee Grant from Maximize Comics.
Dee Grant, huh?
Oh, I can't believe either one of them would do something like this.
That's a bad idea to eliminate any potential suspect from consideration. Are they in town?
Oh, yeah, for Comic-Connellsville.
Uh-huh, that's a start. I'll take whatever info you have about contacting them.
What are you gonna do?
Have a little chat, that's all.
When you say a little chat, you don't mean a quiet conversation with hors d'oeuvres and drinks and small glasses with those cute little umbrellas on top?
Not at all.
Oh, boy.
Jules?
Hi, Connie. I thought you were meeting me back at Wit's End. I was, but I lost track of time. I was going to call, but...
You left your phone at the shop.
Yeah,
I put it there on the coffee table.
Thanks. Where'd you walk to? Around Odyssey. Nowhere specific.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
Oh, cleaning out that trunk of junk my mom kept.
Junk? Your mom didn't think so. It's all your school stuff.
Yeah, and I can't believe she kept it. Look, here's a poem I wrote for her in kindergarten.
Have fun with that. I'll be in my room.
Jules, is everything all right?
Yep. I just don't feel like hanging around while you unpack your past. No offense.
Not very interesting, I know.
It is interesting. But there's no point getting to know you that well when I'm leaving at the end of the week.
Oh, that's cold.
I'm being practical.
Is that what you call it? I'm getting the impression it's how you protect yourself.
It may be some of that.
Jules, you don't have to do that here.
Yes, I do. Especially here.
Why?
Because of you. Your life.
What's wrong with my life?
Nothing. That's the point. You're sitting here in your living room, going through a trunk of things that your mother thought were important to keep.
Okay, so?
No one has ever done that for me. My own mother never cared enough to keep anything of mine. There is no record of my history in a trunk or stuffed in a drawer or stuck in a refrigerator door. My mother never put that much value on anything but herself.
Oh, Jules. I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I'll be in my room.
Jules.
Oh, I'll be right there. Hold on.
Hang on a second. Oh, forgot one.
Good morning, Wotan.
Well, good morning, Penny.
Oh, new locks?
Yeah, Hadley's idea.
So many?
Go back to the phrase Hadley's idea. Come on in.
Wow, Wotan. You guys have done a great job cleaning everything up.
Thanks.
It looks almost normal. Oh, well, I mean, not normal like normal people's houses are normal, but Wooten normal.
Yeah, we were up most of the night. My marble collection took more time than I expected. Those things were everywhere.
Did you figure out if anything was stolen?
Well, it's so hard to tell. But the burglar broke my statue of Magma Man and the Rod of Vesuvius.
How do you break a figurine made of volcanic rock?
Intentionally?
Actually, I broke the statue. Mm-hmm. Wooten, sorry. I'll pay for it. Hi, Penny.
Good morning, Hadley.
Has anyone checked the Perilous Pen website this morning?
Oh, I can't bring myself to do it.
May I use your computer?
You always do.
What was the point of breaking into your house if they didn't steal anything?
To get information, Penny.
But I don't even know if the burglar got that.
The problem is that you don't catalog your projects and sketches and notes as you create them.
Well, I try to, but I'm usually too busy writing the projects and drawing the sketches.
Wooten. A genius like yours should be cherished and protected.
Thank you.
Your work should be put in a really safe place, like the Smithsonian Institute or the Anchorage Museum of Modern Artifacts. It's your legacy.
Or I could just hand everything over to the Perilous Pen now and put an end to the suspense.
You can't give in that easily, Wooten. You just need a strategy.
Well, the path of least resistance is a strategy, isn't it?
Maybe. But I'm not sure it's a good one.
No.
Well, it looks like the Perilous Pen is getting what he needs without your help.
What do you mean?
There's an entire article describing the character of the father in your Sleuth Family Robinson series. Are you really going to name him Augustine Robinson?
That's on there.
Uh-huh. And it says the father is really insightful about spiritual things, the deepest aspects of the human condition, people's souls, and all things devotional.
Is that true, Wooten?
And there's a couple of sketches of the father, see?
Oh.
Was that stolen from here yesterday?
Oh, they might have been in the files.
Did you see the burglar leave with anything, Hadley?
It was hard to see from behind the Grunewald stereo system.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The burglar has to be the Perilous Pen.
Or vice versa, then.
Perilous Pen wouldn't call, would he?
If only to taunt me.
Shouldn't someone answer it?
Okay, I will. Hello, Perilous?
Hi, Wooten. It's Dee Grant.
Oh, hi, Miss Grant.
Listen, I saw the perilous pen this morning.
Really? Where was he?
No, I meant the website.
Oh, yeah, that.
I love what I'm seeing with the Sloop Family Robinson. We really need to talk about getting you published.
Okay.
But we have to move before the perilous pen reveals all of your ideas. I want an answer, Wooten.
What, you mean like now?
Yeah, let's meet for brunch or lunch or whatever it is. I'll pick you up at your house.
You know where I live?
Sure. I'll see you in a few minutes. Bye.
D. Grant is coming over to pick me up for brunch or lunch or whatever it is.
That's great!
She knows where you live?
I guess so.
You think D. Grant had your house burgled? Why would she do that?
Well, to create a crisis. To get Wooten to sign with Maximized Comics.
Isn't that what happened to Donovan Drummond in issue 17 of Captain Absolutely?
It did.
Oh, come on! D. Grant wouldn't be that devious. Would she?
Morning, Connie. Oh, hi, Jules.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, you have the morning newspaper. What do you think of the article?
Well, I don't think the vandalism to the shop warranted front page coverage.
Well, being hit with paint balloons is big news.
In Odyssey.
I think Dale Jacobs did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I just wish he hadn't mentioned the Vigilanters or the Let's Get Together Festival.
He warned you he would.
You know, the same. I wouldn't want to sensationalize what happened.
So, how can I help out around the shop today?
You can help out after you finish your homework.
Seriously?
Dad said you still have assignments to do, even though you're suspended.
Fine.
The library is a good place for homework. Just through those doors over there.
A library? Wow. Next you'll be telling me you have a theater with electric lights.
You don't have to be such a snob.
Suspended?
Yeah, I still don't have the whole story, but the school suspended her for a week.
That's how long she's staying with you, huh?
I guess so.
And how is that going?
Well, apart from being a girl her age with all that baggage, she's got serious issues at home. And I think she's up to something here.
Like what?
I wish I knew. But she keeps going off without telling me where she's going. And one of the kids said they saw her at McAllister Park with Vance King.
Ooh, that's unexpected. How would she know him?
She said she met some of the kids in Odyssey through one of the social networks. It worries me. Vance isn't good for most people, let alone someone like Jules.
Have you talked to her about it?
Talking to Jules about anything is tricky. But if you wanted to talk to her...
Well, I doubt she'd tell me anything she wouldn't tell you.
You're wed. Kids tell you everything.
You didn't. Not always.
That's true.
Order 27, sunny side up with a side of moo juice. Up!
Wooten, when I said I'd take you to brunch, I was thinking of somewhere more private.
Well, House Diner's private. We can talk about anything here and nobody will care.
It's very discreet.
Yeah, but that guy at the other booth keeps watching us. And unless I'm wrong, he's taking pictures of us with his cell phone.
No, that's just Hadley, my cousin. He thinks this is a historic moment.
Oh, well, do you want him to join us?
Sorry!
Probably not.
Okay, then I'll get to the point. The Perilous Pen seems to have access to your work. Time is of the essence, Wooten. What have you decided about signing with Maximized Comics?
Well, I haven't actually decided yet.
What's the holdup? The money isn't good enough?
Oh, it's not about the money.
Miss Grant, if there's one thing you should learn about Wooten, it's that he's motivated by relationship and trust.
Okay.
For example, someone broke into his house to get his artwork.
Yeah, I heard.
You did?
Yeah, I got a call from a detective Polecat.
Polehouse.
And he asked me a few questions. He made me feel like a suspect.
Oh, I know he does that. He made me feel that way, too, and it was my house.
Well, listen, that break-in makes the situation even more urgent. We can protect your work, Wooten. We've got the legal muscle that'll stop infringements on your creative properties. We want to work closely with you, to protect you and to guide you.
In sickness and in health?
You want a medical plan in the contract?
Guide me how?
Well, career, marketing, even creatively. This Sleuth Family Robinson concept is a case in point. We have a few ideas for it. You know, a few little changes to reach a greater audience.
Well, what kind of changes?
Well, less predictable. Oh. Right now, the family's too wholesome.
As opposed to what?
We think you should give them more conflict. They work together, but they don't really get along. In fact, they don't even like each other.
But they're a family.
Yeah, that's right. Do you get along with everyone in your family?
Sorry!
Not always, but that doesn't mean there's not a bond of love.
Yeah, but your characters should reflect the lives of your readers, and you can be sure they're not in the families like you've described.
Well, you can't be sure of that. And besides, Miss Grant, I believe art should not only reflect reality, but help to shape it.
Okay, what do you mean?
Well, art influences and inspires people and even nudges them in certain directions.
Mm-hmm.
If you show nothing but broken families, then it's not a big surprise that real families become broken, too. And if we show healthy families, then it might encourage families to be, you know...
Comics aren't about role models, Wooten.
Mine are.
What's wrong with role models?
Well, never mind. We can figure all that out after you sign. I brought the paperwork.
I need more time.
Wooten, don't do something you'll regret later.
Yeah, that's why I'd like more time to think about it, please.
Maximized Comics isn't used to waiting, but, well, I've got some other business in the area. I'd like an answer before I leave. Tomorrow morning.
Hi, Whit.
Oh, hello, Detective Paul House. What can I do for you?
I'd love some coffee, if you have any. The sludge we drink at the station is eating holes in my esophagus.
Well, coming right up.
So, any new contact with the vandals?
Well, do you expect them to make a follow-up call just to check the quality of their service? Here, your coffee.
Thanks. No, well, they might make contact in some form to keep up the pressure.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Jules?
The computer in the library won't boot up and the Wi-Fi isn't working.
Oh, yes, I shut the system down.
Whit, the website for the shop is down.
I know. I need to call Eugene.
You're having problems?
Well, my system has been glitchy this morning.
Have you been hacked into?
I guess it's possible.
Huh.
There were some unkind posts on the website that are normally easy to remove, but... I wasn't able to, so I shut it down.
Unkind posts?
Oh, you know, a few anonymous writers disagreeing with me.
Let me guess. They disagreed with you by calling you an intolerant and narrow-minded bigot who should be boycotted by all your customers.
Yeah, well, something like that. Nothing major.
Whit?
Consider that your follow-up phone call, Whit. It's how the Vigilanters work. They don't just vandalize buildings. They go after everything connected to their target.
I'm officially a target?
Big, round, black and white, with a huge red dot in the middle. You better show me those posts for the investigation.
All right.
This is because of the poster for the festival?
Well, that may be where it started, but you can be sure it's grown from there. Was there anything else on your website?
Well, the post pointed to another website that reprinted a speech I gave last year. About the importance of marriage, in light of Matthew chapter 19.
Matthew what?
The Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. Now, where's my Bible? Here it is. Let's see. Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate."
So?
Well, apparently that's a good example of my intolerance, because I affirm that God's design is for marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. But you were just quoting Jesus.
Well, according to them, Jesus got it wrong, or didn't know as much as we know now.
But he's God. How could he not know?
Yeah, well, you'll have to ask them.
Okay, this is just crazy.
We had something like this happen with the Vigilanters in California, and a guy who owned a donut shop went out of business.
Maybe his donuts weren't very good.
Well, do me a favor, Connie. Don't mention it to anyone. I don't want this to get out of hand.
I think it's already out of hand, Whit. It's beginning to feel like a conspiracy.
Conspiracy suggests a secret plot. This is out in the open.
Yeah, but
Who's behind it?
Good morning. Dale Jacobs, right?
And you're Dee Grant. It's good to meet you. Come on in.
Thanks.
Please, sit down. Would you like any coffee or something else to drink?
No, thanks.
You were here for Comic Connellsville.
Yeah, it's part of the marketing strategy for Maximize Comics to get connected to all the various comic book gatherings, no matter how big or small. And I also wanted to meet with Wooten Bassett. We think he has great potential.
Have you heard about his house?
Yeah, the break-in. I had hoped it might make him more agreeable to work with us, but he's still unsure. Are you friends with him? Maybe you could put in a good word for us since we're part of the same corporate family.
The same? Oh, I forgot that we're distantly related.
Not so distant, if our boss has his way.
Which boss? It's a big company. I've lost track of who is running what division.
I mean the big boss, Mr. Schwartz.
Ah.
He intends to keep a close eye on his investments in Odyssey.
Investments besides the Odyssey Times?
Yeah, the Times and the filming going on just outside of town.
Oh, I've heard about it. A TV show called The Family Survivor or something like that?
Mm-hmm. He owns the production company.
I didn't realize.
And there's the Let's Get Together Festival.
Hmm. Why would Mr. Schwartz invest in a local festival? How would he make money off of that?
Oh, for a newspaper man, you haven't done your homework very well. Mr. Schwartz isn't just about making money. He's a man of great ideals and life-changing principles. And he believes he should use his wealth and influence to spread them.
Spreading them here in Odyssey.
Everywhere. How could you not know?
I guess I've been too busy in my own little corner of the world.
Well, that will end. Mr. Schwartz wants to bring his corporate family together, united under his vision.
Why does it worry me whenever a big company talks about being a family?
I don't know. Why should it?
Well, that usually means that they expect a certain kind of loyalty that won't be like a family at all.
Nobody's forcing you to be part of the family.
Is that a threat?
It's reality.
I see.
Okay, I need to get on to my next meeting.
Oh, thanks for stopping by, Miss Grant.
Dee.
It's been enlightening.
I like Odyssey. I might even consider a job here, if one opens up.
Seen a lot of conflict over the past few episodes, especially between Wit and those who support the Let's Get Together Festival. It's been an especially tough time for Wit. Have you noticed how he's reacted to everything? Instead of fighting back, he's tried to give his foes the benefit of the doubt, speaking respectfully and reasonably, all while taking his stand for the truth. That reminds me of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14, where we're told to strive for peace with everyone. Why? Because when we do, those who don't believe in God will have a chance to see the kind of love and patience God has with all of us. Think about that next time you're in a disagreement with someone. You can be mean and nasty, or you can be gracious and kind. Which way do you think God would want you to behave? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.